Okay, this gospel is, you know, a favorite of a lot of people, but it also has a lot of strong messages. We always focus on the widow and her generosity, giving from what little she had. Now, she sets a magnificent example for us to follow. But today, I want to focus our attention on another set of characters in this story. I do not believe that every scribe in Jesus' time was self-ingratiating and enjoyed the deferential treatment because of his office. I question this because of the responsibilities or duties of a scribe. A scribe was a student of the scriptures, and becoming a scribe was a very challenging accomplishment. These men studied the Holy Scriptures for many years before earning the title of teacher. Scribes were responsible for writing exact copies of the Jewish Scriptures, word for word for word. According to Jewish tradition, God gave Moses 613 laws that are detailed in the Torah, which are the first five books of the Bible. The scribes had to be proficient in these laws and try to make them relevant to community life. Now, at the end of the gospel, Jesus praises the widow because she donates from what little she has. But she learned the grace of donating because of what the scribes taught her about tithing. The law or command to tithe is found in Leviticus 27, verse 30. A tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belong to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. Now, I can understand why these scholars might be a little slightly puffed up because of their accomplishments. Okay. I've been a priest a while, and I've met a couple of priests that are all puffed up because of their power. However, many scribes lorded their achievements over the community, and they made the people feel inferior. Our Lord used those scribes as examples of arrogance rather than of someone to admire. Okay, today, many of us could be New Testament scribes. We may not be transcribing the scriptures, but we know the stories of Jesus Christ, St. Paul, and the apostles. And as followers of Jesus, we don't follow 613 laws, but only two. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But we need to be alert, because we are in the same kind of danger as if we get so caught up in the words of scriptures that we forget the message behind them. We must remember that how we live speaks a lot louder than our words. Do as I say and not as I do is the wrong attitude. But how often that's exactly how we act. Let me tell you a story about two men. Okay, these two men were very committed to their faith when they were young and wanted to spread the good news of God's love. Both were very bright, but life took them in different directions. One young man became a theology and philosophy teacher, and the other one became a car mechanic. The man who taught also wrote books about the Bible and gave talks worldwide. He earned great kudos in this field, and he became well known and respected as a master of theology. The other man's life was quite different. He worked long, hard hours to give his family whatever they needed. He always wished that he had more time to preach the good news, but his time was limited. He did volunteer work, led Bible studies, and tried to be available when anybody needed help. You know, he was always there for anybody. But he always wished that, you know, I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time to be a soup kitchen. I wish I had more time. But he had a family, and time was limited. The years passed quickly, as they do, as we all know now, you know, and 60 years passed in the blink of an eye. Ironically, both men died the same year. Now, these men had a mutual friend who knew them when they were young and when they were passionate about spreading God's news. And this friend attended both funerals. The funeral for the teacher was huge, with many students and colleagues attending, wanting to pay their respect. They all spoke about what a challenging but exciting teacher he had been. When they left his class, the students understood the many nuances of the Bible and the historical background. His professor was passionate about how the biblical studies were interpreted, what was true, and what was probably fiction. His students said, you know, he's a little arrogant, but who could blame him? He was brilliant, and he really knew the Bible. This mutual friend also attended the funeral of the auto mechanic. An incredible number of mourners also attended his funeral service. Those who filled the pews were not of the same social class as those who were at the professor's funeral. These were people whose homes was the local shelter. It was social workers and people that some would describe as punk kids. After the service, they also spoke of the love this man had for Scripture. But more importantly, they remembered he would always take time to listen to their fears, to their frustrations, for their cries, the cries of those in despair. He would sit with those who were lonely and share the joys of those who succeeded. He helped them believe that God was always present and would never abandon them, no matter what. As their friend understood it, the theology teacher taught his students about God, the Trinity, and all things holy. But the mechanic taught them about God's love, never standing in a pulpit. Without knowing it, he followed St. Francis' words of wisdom, which I love, spread the gospel, and if necessary, use words. Both men loved God, and they wanted to spread the good news. But while one got lost in the words of the Bible, the other got lost in the message of these divine writings. That is what I believe is the strong message of today's gospel. The scribes were so involved with studying the scripture, they did not live the divine message that God had given them since the beginning of creation, as did the woman who gave her 2 cents. Every one of us has to be careful of the same thing. I urge you to read and reread the gospel so you don't only see the one story, but see the other stories underneath. We look for the message that God is trying to give to us personally. That message will help strengthen us to live the way God intended. Never forget how God wants to live your life. And no one says it better than the prophet Micah. What is it that the Lord is asking of you? To live justly, love tenderly, and always walk with your God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.